This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. North Carolina musicians made waves on the national stage in 2019. Close to a dozen artists from this state are up for Grammy Awards in 2020, including J. Cole, Rhiannon Giddens, and Branford Marsalis. Past year is part of a larger trend. North Carolina has had an influence on American music for a long, long time, and today's artists are building on that rich legacy. And we've got three people here today who can prove it. They are experts who will share their top tracks from 2019. Look back at the larger music trends in North Carolina from the past decade as well. Miriam Tolbert is known as Mir I Am. She is the CEO of Carolina Waves and host at K97.5. Mir, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me back.
Also with us, our own Eric Hodge. He is the host of Morning Edition on WNC and the host of the podcast Songs We Love. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Frank. Thanks for having me.
It's nice of you to stay up late for us.
Very good. Good morning.
Carly Jones is the music director for the North Carolina Arts Council and part of the Come Here North Carolina team. Hello, Carly.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Mir, let's start with you. What kind of a year was it in 2019 on the hip-hop scene?
Oh, it was a phenomenal year. I would say probably the best year that North Carolina hip hop has ever had. Between the outbreak success of DaBaby from Charlotte, Little Brother reuniting, J. Cole doing so well and dropping Revenge of the Dreamers 3, and also the success that Rhapsody has had.
Yeah, you know, as the decade comes to an end, I think the bookends of DaBaby and the return of Little Brother is kind of a cool bookend,
Absolutely, and it just shows, you know, how much diversity there is within North Carolina hip-hop and the sound. There's not one angle or one, you know, specific sound to it. There's a lot of different ways.
When Little Brother was just breaking out back in the dawn of time, back in the early 2000s, I made some joke about it. Did they stamp, you know, because there was West Coast and East Coast, and did they make a Piedmont rap? And they, you know, but it turns out there is a thing. I mean, there's a sound. So talk about your pick. I think one of your picks was Rhapsody's new album. Right? Talk about that.
Yeah, so Rhapsody, she dropped her new album back in August, and it's called Eve. And every track is named after an aspiring woman that she looks up to, whether it be Maya Angelou or whether it be Oprah or Nina Simone. So it's a really amazing project, and I think it deserves some Grammy nominations, but we'll talk about that later.
Why don't we hear a clip from that right now? This is the track called Maya. I can't be no better than K. My bad, I don't want no way, no. We got the juice, we got the crew. Mama always told me don't waste your time. I can't be no better than K. My bad, I don't want no way.
From the floor and the old you had big drive, the new you drive like DeLorean until you do more than Lauren.
Yeah,
the future's important. They tell me do what you can, man. I'ma do it like Jordan.
That's right.
Gotta check myself, mama. Told me just like old Morgan, free man. The caged bird sings the song for freedom. Going borderline crazy thinking about the children. Michael Jackson told us all get off the wall back then. Ain't no strings like Tito, no puppet Danny DeVito. In short, idle time gets you nowhere unless you Barino. I ain't a new slave, my new way, the new Negro. Ain't on the web, but it's W.E.B. Keyholes unlocked, no thinking toxic.
That's right.
You miseducated like Lauren with the locks in. If you confuse my boxing with me being boxed
never.
In. It's my native language, ain't gotta say it in moccasins. Whatever I be rocking in, I speak the truth, Like 222 times 2, that's 444, better than before.
That's the track Maya from Rhapsody's latest album, Eve. We're looking back at the music of 2019 with Mir I Am, Eric Hodge, and Carly Jones. Well, Carly, let's talk to you for just a second here, because you also picked Rhapsody as kind of a standout artist, but how can you not, right?
How can you not? Honestly, I think that this album, I was just telling Miriam earlier, I believe I heard that this was compared to Beyoncé's Lemonade, and I fully agree with that. There are full courses that are taught on Beyoncé's Lemonade, and as soon as I heard this album, I called my mentor, Dr. Kernodal, who's an ethnomusicologist and hip-hop head. I told her, you need to make a course on Rhapsody's album because it truly is breaking glass ceilings, and also it has North Carolina peppered all over it. I mean, she opens up with the track Nina, which, of course, is, you know, representing Nina Simone, who is a daughter of North Carolina from Tryon. And she opens it up with, you know, I am Nina and Roberta, talking about Roberta Flack. And so, like lots of Rhapsody's music, she reps North Carolina and Snow Hill so hard. And she's truly, truly pushing the envelope, I think.
What do you think? Does it belong in the league with Lemonade, you think?
I would absolutely agree.
Yeah.
It has that same energy of empowerment.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't only Rhapsody, and of course, all of you got lots of other picks as well. But Carly, you want to talk a little bit about Branford Marsalis, who is newly our own.
Yeah.
He is New Rochelle's loss is Durham's. Durham's game.
In our game, for sure. Yeah, Branford Marsalis, as many people know, is, you know, like jazz royalty, and he also teaches at North Carolina Central University, which is kind of the jewel of jazz education. And so, yeah, he actually, I think we're about to play The Wind Up, which was nominated for Best Improvised Jazz Solo, but I do want to note that also nominated for a Grammy is the Branford Marsalis Quartet for Best Jazz Instrumental Album, The Secret Between the Shadow and the Soul, which also has Joey Calderazzo on there, who is an artist in residence at Central. But I think we're about to listen to The Wind Up, just a little bit of that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Just a tiny little bit from the Grammy-nominated track, The Wind-Up, from Branford Marsalis Quartet, from the album The Secret Between the Shadow and the Soul, talking about top music from 2019 with my guest. And right now I'm talking to Carly Jones about that pick. Tell us more about that. I mean, again, as we said, not necessarily from here, obviously from New Orleans. Then
we've
goes to the
him.
Home of Dick Van Dyke, New Rochelle, New York, and then comes here. But talk about, you know, the importance of that and the jazz scene, I guess, in North Carolina.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just important to note, you know, there are a lot of jazz greats from North Carolina. During our campaign, Come Here, North Carolina, we talk a lot about Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane and Max Roach and Nina Simone. And I mean, the list goes on and on. So I think a trend that we're seeing in music today in North Carolina is also a nod to the history of North Carolina and the roots of North Carolina music. And North Carolina Central's jazz program is constantly putting out great musicians. I mean, we have so many musicians, especially right here in Durham. The jazz scene is just on fire. And I could go down a whole list of them, but I would get in trouble for leaving someone out.
Well, and we got so many other things to get in. We're talking about the best music of 2019 today on The State of Things. My guest, Amir I Am, Carly Jones at the North Carolina Arts Council, and Eric Hodge and WNC. Eric, talk about roots. The great thing about North Carolina is that it has roots in so many different directions, and so much music is rooted here, genres.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And when you think about all the music that's kind of inspired by the Appalachian Mountains and the, you know, the folk traditions, and whether that wound up being the Avett Brothers kind of getting that ball rolling, and it rolls down through Mandolin Orange and Mipso, and to an extent His Golden Messenger, and then you branch out into Sylvanesso and Wyoke and these other bands that are kind of like modern rock or dance and clubby. And to see all of that come from North Carolina is pretty amazing. I went to Americana Fest in Nashville this year in September, and the focus was North Carolina. And you walked out of the event, you were walking on air. You felt so proud of the music that comes from this state.
Talk about Wyoke. You mentioned them. Tell us a little more.
Well, Jen Wozner and Andy Stack used to be located in Baltimore, and then Jen moved to Durham, and then Andy moved to Durham, and between their stints playing in Bon Iver's band, playing in Sylvanesso, Jen has her own project, Flock of Dimes. Joyero is Andy's project. And now that they're in Durham, they are going to finally start working on a new Wyoke record. This song that we're going to listen to is called Fortune. What I have heard is they're going to release a series of singles if they ever get enough time together between all those projects. They'll turn it into an album. But in the meantime, this is what we've got.
That's a single, Fortune, released this year by the duo Wyoke, one of Eric Hodge's top picks from 2019. We are looking back at 2019 with three guests. Eric is here, host of Morning Edition on WUNC and host of the podcast Songs We Love. Carly Jones is the music director for the North Carolina Arts Council and a member of the Come Here North Carolina team. And Miriam Tolbert, Mir I Am, is the CEO of Carolina Waves and a host at K97.5. We're all coming back to talk about much, much more music in North Carolina on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us. This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. What was your favorite song out of North Carolina in 2019? Pretty hard to pick just one, is it not? We asked three music experts to choose their top tracks from the past year, and we're talking about them this hour, looking at the music trends of the past decade as well. Mir I Am is here, Carly Jones and Eric Hodge. Mir I Am is CEO of Carolina Waves and a host at K97.5. Carly Jones is the music director for the North Carolina Arts Council and a member of the Come Here North Carolina team. And Eric Hodge is the host of Morning Edition on WUNC and host of the podcast Songs We Love. Mir, we talked about it in the first segment, but Little Brother is making a comeback, or a reunion, I should say, not so much of a comeback.
Yeah, it all started last year at the Art of Cool Festival with a random last-minute hookup, filling in for somebody who wasn't able to make it. And then, you know, after that, they got back together, dropped a new album earlier this year. First album in 10 years.
Remind us who they were, what Little Brother was and who they are, and kind of what they mean to the music scene, because they really were striking out on their own. They had their own sound, mm-hmm. and were very, very intentional about the kind of music they were going to make.
Yeah, rapper Big Pooh and Fonte, I mean, they influenced a whole generation of rappers, including Drake, just from their delivery, the things they were talking about, the fact they were able to be creative and be funny, be witty, and still be lyrical, you know, in their music. It had a lasting impact, which is why when they reunited this year, everybody was here for it.
Why don't we listen to a clip, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more. Listen to a clip from What I Came For, a track from the album May the Lord Watch from Little Brother.
It's been years in the making, and when I talk about them years, I'm talking about the blood, sweat, and tears from the routes I was taking, trying to avoid a dark cloud. Took a couple L's, never lying on the ground. Offer me an inch, I want the whole mile. Wouldn't think about the future, trying to live for the now. My mama want a house still, and my brother need lawyers for appeal. No deal if the terms don't appeal, turn into a new page. Kids don't read books, old and a little dated can be celebrated. And during the test of time is an attribute, I put my rep on the line.
every time I design a new rhyme, y'all sketches sound kinda cute. You drawing other conclusions, your opinion moot. Rapper here for the bag, I need a new suit.
Little Brother from the track, that's the track What I Came For, What I Came For, and the album is called May the Lord Watch.
Yes.
And we're looking back at the music of 2019. So they all had their own careers after that, too. Mm-hmm. Very successful careers. Ninth, Pooh, and Fonte all off in their own directions. Mm-hmm. How do they sound now? Do they sound like Little Brother, or they sound like
it still
somewhere?
Sounds like authentic Little Brother. They didn't have Ninth produce on this particular project, but Fonte produced some of it. Soul Council still produced some of it, so it still has that authentic feel of a Little Brother record.
Carly, let's talk about another artist that you wanted to highlight this year as well.
Okay. Yes. Little Brother. Yes.
And Little Brother. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We were really excited.
Yeah.
I was there at Art of Cool.
Me too.
It was dope. And I ran into Fonte afterwards and told him all about Come Here, North Carolina, because, of course, I was so jazzed about this whole year of mm-hmm. 365 days of content of music. And he already knew exactly how he wanted to fold in. He had this idea that he wanted to do this documentary about Little Brother. And that they are the perfect they're the perfect North Carolina musicians to fold in to Come Here, North Carolina, because they are so North Carolina proud.
Yeah.
They all met at North Carolina Central, and they have this great story, and they live here in North Carolina still. There's a lot of artists on this list that we're talking about that are from North Carolina but now don't live here or just moved here. But these guys are born and bred.
Yeah.
And so they actually pulled in Holland Gallagher, who's a filmmaker here that did the web series Hype. He already knew exactly who he wanted to do it. And we were able to commission these two mini documentaries. So we were really excited about that. The first one was called The Listening. And the second one's called Homecoming, and it's a real behind the scenes. Miriam and I were talking about it. Really showing the story of their journey, their musical journey.
But they can tell the story too, because not only are they North Carolina proud, but these are musicians who care about the history of the music, the music they do, but the history of all music. Ask any one of them where this stuff came from, and you need to sit for a while. Listen, right?
Yeah.
They know it.
True pioneers.
Absolutely.
Eric, one of your favorite albums for 2019, Mandolin Oranges, Tides of a Teardrop. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, that started Andrew Marlin and Emily France, our Mandolin Orange, and they've added a band now and really fleshed out their sound. But on this record, it started as a meditation really on the loss of Andrew's mother a few years ago. And he talks about how he didn't really, you know, he didn't talk about that. He didn't express those emotions. It felt to him there were some bridges that needed to be mended with people in and around his family. And he, you know, he sings in a song about how he misses the hymns that his mother used to sing. And it's really an amazing take on grief, sorrow, and moving forward. But the song we're going to listen to, Wolves, is their take on politics. And if you think about a metaphor for the Statue of Liberty these days, this would be it.
There she stands, tall and mighty, her gaze facing the east. At her back, our doors are closing as we grin and bare our teeth. On the wind, the wolves are howling. She cries, they're drawing near. Well, turn around, my darling. No, the wolves are here. And everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me wanna cry, but I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. Yeah, I'll go out howling at the moon tonight.
Mandolin Orange, the song The Wolves from their 2019 album Tides of a Teardrop. And I'm talking about the best music of the past year with Eric Hodge, Carly Jones, and Mirai Am. And I know, Eric, on your podcast, Songs We Love, you talk to all of these artists. And of course, Mendel and Lawrence have been around for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, they started out at Johnny's in Carrboro the first time I saw them. They were doing a free show there. And my son said, Eric, I think you're really going to like this band. And now look at them. They sold out the Ryman twice this year. Mm-hmm. They've had like 23 million streams on Spotify. I mean, this band is really built through hard work and really amazing art.
Well, you talked to them on your podcast to Emily Franz and Andrew Marlin about that last song that we heard. Let's listen to what they said.
That song is one of the only political leaning tunes on the album, but it's kind of cool how the theme of the album ended up revolving a lot around the mother figure and a relationship with the mother, and that kind of carries through into that song, using the Statue of Liberty as a metaphor for sort of the mother of the country.
Yeah, well, I think she represents the birth of this country and what it was founded on. And now she's turned her back, and a lot of sketchy things are happening while mother's not looking.
Andrew Marlin and Emily Franz, to the duo known as Mendel and Orange, talking to WNC's Eric Hodge, as well as Carly Jones of the North Carolina Arts Council, and Mir I Am, who is CEO of Carolina Waves and, of course, a host at K97.5. Carly, talk about, you chose the Hamiltones as another one of the people that we and groups that we need to be listening to. Tell us about the Hamiltones. They've been on the show as well.
Yes, the Hamiltones. So there's a huge kind of soul vibe out in Charlotte, dating back to like Casey and JoJo and Jodeci, and of course Anthony Hamilton, multi Grammy award winning soul artist. And so from that comes the Hamiltones, and that the sound, as you will hear in this next track, they just dropped this album literally, I think it was last month, but the sound that you will hear is kind of that gritty, you hear the church in there. They all grew up in the church, and gospel is this undercurrent that is throughout North Carolina, and you hear that in Fantasia Barrino out of High Point, and you hear that in Anthony, and you hear that in the Hamiltones. So yeah, we're going to play a little clip here, Gotta Be Loving Me. We gotta do this.
Gotta Be Loving Me from the Hamiltones, from their 2019 album Watch the Tones, one of Carly Jones' top songs from 2019. She's at the North Carolina Arts Council. You mentioned that soul sound that keeps coming out of Charlotte. What is it about? I mean, as you said, it's everywhere. Gospel in the church is everywhere in North Carolina, but there's something about Charlotte, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question, but all of those great soul artists are coming out of that part of North Carolina, and they've got a very particular sound at a time when soul music is, we have a lot of like auto-tuning and a lot of it's that purity of the voices and those gospel harmonies. It within that soul music, and that's what I love about their sound. Also, they're a part of a new trend of celebrities and musicians using social media to really get the word out about their music. If you're on Instagram, you should definitely follow the Hamiltones. They're hilarious. Much like Little Brother, they have a great camaraderie. Mm-hmm. So
And DaBaby, Mir, also coming out of Charlotte, right? Tell us more.
DaBaby is the breakout star, in my opinion, of 2019, and that's for all artists. The things he's been able to do with South Coast Music Group, which is the record label that he's on, His rise to stardom has been crazy. He's gotten Grammy nominations, number one album, top 10 singles on remixes with Lizzo and Lil Nas X, and he's just been dominating 2019.
How much does social media have to do with
it? Oh, it has a huge impact. I would liken, you know, his videos to early Busta Rhymes and Ludacris in terms of he's bringing creativity and the silliness back to videos and making it fun again, you know, not just in videos doing whatever. Like, he has a storyline, and a lot of the things he's been doing have gone viral. And, you know, NFL players, NBA players doing dances to his music, college kids, high schoolers. He really has a mass appeal, and he doesn't take it too seriously. That's why everybody connects.
Let's listen to a little bit of Bop.
I'm trying to figure which deal I'ma take. I woke up, couple meal on my plate. Let's eat. I'm investing in real estate. I just went and gave my mama $100. Probably won't hear me open my mouth unless you hear me talking about finding some money. Let's go. As soon as I found that, I flipped that. I'm a little bit different. They get it. They did. No, I'm stiff on the bitch. She dig. Trying to find out why baby ain't all in the mentions. No, she ain't get no DM from me. This risk, it ain't free. She be throwing that, yeah, she good at it. Turn around when we fuck, make her look at it. She like, ha, I needed some with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watch the swerve, and that whip had a cop in it. Hey. My bitch got good, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot.
Let's go.
I'm unorthodox than a motherfucker. Hey, when you gon' switch the flow? I thought you never asked. They fuck with me and ain't about what the fuck they be rapping about with Dayla.
That's the Charlotte rapper, the baby. Bit baby. Of the song. Yeah. Bop. Is the latest album. Kirk.
I love that we're playing the baby today.
Yeah.
I love
the kid's favorite song right now.
It is the kid's favorite song.
Well, how much influence has he had on the industry? Obviously, he's got a following. A lot of people are listening. Is he influencing the way the music is being made now?
He has a very specific way that he flows, and a lot of artists have kind of picked up on that and float the same way. And also, from a whole industry perspective, North Carolina is being looked at for hip-hop artists now. It was a really long time where that was not done. But with South Coast Music Group, Stunna for Vegas recently got signed with Interscope. There's another kid out of Raleigh named Tuzi who recently got signed. So there are a lot of upcoming artists that are getting major deals and labels and looks because of what he's done for North Carolina hip-hop.
Great stuff. Eric, one of the top artists for you this year, his Golden Messenger. Talk more about that.
Well, MC Taylor did a lot of soul-searching when he put out this record, Terms of Endearment, and he had some, you know, I guess he questioned himself about what he was spending all of his time with. You know, making this music can be quite insular and can be ego-driven, and he was trying to get beyond that. It also takes him away from his family all of the time. And he said the number of times that he's had to say goodbye to his kids and his wife are innumerable, and he wasn't sure that was such a good idea. But he came through that. He made this amazing record, and his five-year-old daughter said, "You know, Dad, you go around the world and you sing a lot of songs about my older brother. It is time for you to sing one about me." And he said, "All right, I'll write you a birthday song."
And here's the happy birthday song for the daughter.
That's nice.
It's not a song really for a five-year-old. It's a song for a 40-something-year-old dad that is saying goodbye to his daughter continually. She was vaguely impressed with the song. And I hope that she grows into it when she gets older. You know, I mean, I hear the words that I'm singing and I think to myself, oh yeah, that's an apology.
And that's what we're talking about today. Music of 2019 on the state of things. So here's a little bit of the song, and you can judge for yourself if you want to be vaguely impressed or not.
Happy birthday, baby. Oh, love your brother now. It's a strange gift, baby. Yeah, you know me better than I know myself. Well, I'm trying to repay you for all these miles that I roam. When I'm far away, baby, know that I love you and sing this little song.
One was a lonely number two. You were born in thunder three. It was lightning quick. You lit up the house like a matchstick. Four, child, you're a wonder. Help me die when the world went under. Five, sweet, I only can I tell you I love you.
Happy birthday, baby. A little bit of His Golden Messenger from the 2019 album Terms of Surrender. I'm talking with Eric Hodge, Miriam, and Carly Jones about the year's top music in North Carolina. And we talked, Carly, about gospel and the how widespread it is, but it's also a deep tradition in North Carolina. It goes way back.
Yes.
And you chose a track from John P. Key, the gospel artist out of Charlotte again.
Tell us more about Charlotte again. So he actually was born in Durham, but he ended up in Charlotte making his name out there as a pastor and a gospel artist and really pushing the envelope of contemporary gospel. He actually just got a Stellar Award, which is like the Grammys of gospel music. This you'll hear, we can't talk about gospel music without talking about the queen of gospel, who is from Durham, Miss Shirley Caesar, right? So, gospel has been in North Carolina through, and what the beauty of gospel also is that it's throughout so many different cultures in North Carolina, right? So you got it throughout our native cultures. There's lots of gospel quartets out in Appalachia. You've got gospel, and then of course in the Black church. So this is some contemporary gospel, a little bit of John P. Key, the legendary.
Got a very long tradition. What we're going to do is we'll go out on that music out of this segment. We'll come back and do more. I'm talking to Carly Jones, who is the music director for the North Carolina Arts Council and a member of the Come Here North Carolina team. Eric Hodge, host of Morning Edition on WNC and host of the podcast Songs We Love. Miriam is CEO of Carolina Waves and a host at K97.5. And here's the music of John P. Key. This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. 2019, another big year for North Carolina musicians. Close to a dozen artists with ties to this state are up for Grammys in 2020, and music from all different genres made a splash on the national stage. We've got three aficionados in the studio looking back on the past year, top tracks, talking about larger musical trends in the 2010s in North Carolina. Eric Hodge, host of Morning Edition on WUNC and the host of the podcast Songs We Love. Carly Jones is the music director at the North Carolina Arts Council, and Mir I Am, CEO of Carolina Waves and a host at K97.5. Mir, talk about this past decade. J. Cole, been with us for a long time. We talk about some new artists and somebody who, you know, is constantly being snubbed at the Grammys and nominated often.
The middle child, as he refers to himself, which makes a lot of sense because he's not quite an OG and he's not one of these young head rappers. He can relate to both sides. So, I mean, he's had an amazing decade. He's really held it down for North Carolina hip hop and then, you know, capping it all and bringing Dreamville Fest here, and which is going to be returning for another year. He just really is for the culture. And what I like about him is that even though he's a lyricist, he doesn't shun the rappers who aren't necessary lyricists. You know, he'll work with someone like 21 Savage and get Grammy nominated.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's hear some music from the track is called A Lot. It is from 21 Savage. It features J. Cole. And we should also point out to our listeners, there is some language in this song that you may find offensive.
Start at the bottom, the trenches, the gutter, so I had to go a little harder, straight up. Lights was out, the gas was out, so we had to boil up the water, straight up. Been through some things, but I couldn't imagine my kids stuck at the border, straight up. Flint still need water, straight niggas up. Was innocent, couldn't get lawyers. Oh God. How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many
pray that you flaunt a lot. How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many niggas you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many niggas done died?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she...
Clip from the song A Lot from 21 Savage and J. Cole talking to Mir I Am, Eric Hodge, and Carly Jones about top music from 2019. Is this the year he gets the Grammy?
I think so. He's up for four, and I think that he's going to walk away with at least one.
All right.
I feel like A Lot has a good chance of winning.
Yeah. Eric, let's talk about one of the artists you chose to highlight, Jonathan Wilson. Tell us more about Jonathan.
Well, Jonathan Wilson grew up in Western North Carolina, and then he lit out of here and went to California, and he wanted to kind of reconstruct the Laurel Canyon sound. So he built a studio out in nature, and he started producing. So he worked with Father John Misty, and he's produced all of his records, some of the Dawes records, Laura Marling. And then the past year and a half he spent with Roger Waters playing all the David Gilmour parts from Pink Floyd on the tour, doing the singing and the guitar work. So he's been a really busy guy, and every once in a while he'll put out a record. And he went to Nashville to record the new record, which isn't coming out until next year. It's called Dixie Blur. But this is the first time where he's really taking a look back at his time in North Carolina, and he's really nostalgic, and it sounds like he really loves the place and really misses it. We're going to listen to a song called 69 Corvette.
I came to this city full of smiles, opportunity every miracle mile. I still think of Carolina sometimes. I miss my family, I miss that feeling, I miss home, I miss home, where daddy loves adventures in his 69 Corvette, six pack of silver bullets in his arms, and me and mama we drink tequila and it gets us to cackling. I sit on those extra pillows all alone, and they say pay attention to their manners just as they are leaving. If they thank you for the food and for the wine, well, it floats right by on one day you're looking at Polaroids.
Jonathan Wilson, the artist who grew up in North Carolina with a track called 69 Corvette, released in 2019, one of Eric Hodge's top tracks. You talked about the fact that he went for that Laurel Canyon sound. What about the Black Mountain sound? Is all I'm saying. And now he's missing it. No, but tell me whether he carried Carolina, because you talked about the variety of music. I'm playing the David Gilmour parts, et cetera. Yeah. Did he carry much of Carolina with him, or did he kind of move into each one of those, as his own artist that genre?
Yeah, I think growing up, he was really influenced by Los Angeles and the music that came out of there. So I think that was his initial touchstone. And I think, you know, as oftentimes when you're young and you move and you get away from what you... Right. Where you come from, but then eventually, as you get a few years under your belt, you begin to think about it again. And I think he's coming back to some of the songs and the sounds that he used to hear here in North Carolina.
Carly, you want to talk about Rhiannon Giddens, who is somebody who started with her, you know, rooted here, but obviously a classically trained opera singer and has lots of other ways she can go. Tell us more about Rhiannon and where she is right now.
Man, Rhiannon, I don't really understand how one person can put out so many creative projects at the same time, but she is doing it. As you noted, she's a classically trained opera singer, and she also, of course, we can't talk about traditional roots music without talking about Rhiannon Giddens as well. Carolina Chocolate Drops. I remember when they were at the Grammys back in the early 2000s. She's got a lot of great projects going on, but I think the track that we're about to play now is from her. She was nominated for a Grammy for Best American Roots Performance and with her collaborator Francesco Terisi. And this album, it's really interesting. She's always coming up with new and creative ways to explore explore American roots music. And this is combining kind of the African and Arabic sounds with the more traditional American and European sounds that we hear, and really bringing a global sense to this music. And so this track that we're about to play actually is a nod to her classical training. And I actually have a classical background as well. So as soon as I heard it, I said, oh my goodness, that's the aria Trees on the Mountain from the opera Susanna. And that opera actually is based in Appalachia. So it's really beautiful.
The song Oh Susanna came from that opera. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Sorry. The banjo.
Had to do it.
Had to do it.
The original was with a viola on my knee, and then they changed it to make it more folky.
You learn a lot on this show. I'm learning, yes.
Why don't we listen to some actual real music created by real musicians? This is a little bit of Trees on the Mountains from the 2019 record There Is No Other.
Come back.
Giddens with the track Trees on the Mountains from the record There Is No Other with Francesco Tarisi. Carly Jones picked that as one of her top picks. And we had both of them on, and Tarisi was talking about his interest in folk root music, the roots of both Italian music, and then when he got to work with Rhiannon, it sounded like it was a big thrill to him, too.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, she's got another track on there, The Black Swan, which is an aria from the Italian composer Menotti. So I'm sure he had a lot of fun with that. But I love what Rhiannon's always doing with her music, giving a voice to the voiceless oftentimes, and then oftentimes telling stories that we haven't heard in a new way. Mm-hmm. She also has the project Our Native Daughters, which brought together four women of color telling about the African-American roots of this traditional music. Mm-hmm. And then of course, the musical that she's writing about the Wilmington Massacre. So, I mean, she's a busy lady.
And not afraid of any genre.
She could do it all, which is amazing.
Yeah. Eric, you picked a song by Mountain Man. Tell us about the group.
Well, Mountain Man consists of three women who met in college in the Northeast and began singing together. And it's Amelia Meath, who is, of course, in Sylvanesso. Molly Sarley, who moved out to California, has a solo career. And then Alexandra Sauser-Monick, who has a career called Daughter of Swords. So they've all got these, you know, these side projects. And it's been 8 years since they made a Mountain Man record. So they all live in Durham now. There is definitely a theme here. Everybody's moving to Durham.
Yes.
So they all moved to Durham, and they finally made another record. And it's beautiful. It sounds like lullabies for adults. And in a noisy world, it is such a respite. And but it's also playful. And this song is called Underwear.
All I want in this world is my mother's old t-shirt. All I want in this world is my mother's old t-shirt. All I want, ooh, all I want, ooh, all I want in this world is my mama's shirt. I'll make it work in a chill pair of underwear. And my dad's old blue jeans, faded Levi's. I only need a few things to feel alright. It's not like I need everything. My mama's shirt, my dad's blue jeans, I'll grow into them eventually.
Mountain Man with the track Underwear off the album Magic Ship, talking about the best music to come out of North Carolina. Well, Eric, luckily you talked with Amelia Randall Meath about the origins of that song. And so, because actually, honestly, you really can't play a song like that without hearing some explanation. Thank goodness you have the podcast Songs We Love, and we're able to ask about that.
It first started about my husband's eternal search for the ideal pair of underwear. Which is something that I love to observe. And then that transitioned into thinking about clothing and how it is a portrait of ourselves. And then the clothing that our parents leave behind, or the clothing that I wear that is my parents and one day will have been my parents. And how also I can't help that I'm turning into my dad.
Amelia Randall Meath from Mountain Man talking about the origins of the song Underwear from the album Magic Ship. Our own Eric Hodge was interviewing her for Songs We Love. And we're talking about the best music of 2019 with Mirai Am from K97.5. Carly Jones is with us, North Carolina Arts Council. Eric Hodge, Morning Edition host and Songs We Love podcast host as well. And we're talking about all of that today on The State of Things. Mir, one of the artists you've been watching in 2020 is Toosie. Tell me more about Toosie.
Yeah, Toosie Two Times. He's one of the latest artists signed to the Baby's label, SCMG. He's a 19-year-old kid, originally from New York, but he's been here in Raleigh for about the last 5 years. He gained notoriety by making viral videos of himself rapping in his car, and he got the attention. he got the attention of Arnold Taylor from the Baby's label, and they've signed him, and he's going to be set up for a really big 2020.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of his music, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about that.
We ain't stopping at no red lights. They gon' need umbrellas. When it rain, we spending their night. Yellow tape the streets, we outside posted if the feds watching. Cause say it's time to put in work. You wanna see dead bodies. And stop the dead probably. I ain't got no heart to left from the start. I feel like everybody. We gon' wash our hands off with bleach for everybody. Ain't no red lights, these green. You gotta watch everybody. You would've thought my died the oppositions. There's outside losing their lives.
A little bit of Toosie from the track Red Lights, Mirai Am's artist, or one of the picks for 2019. And of course, this is another example of the changes in the record industry. Somebody who's brought the audience with them and then becomes a recording star.
Yeah, and there's another artist out of Charlotte named 10 Cell Phones who kind of did the same thing. His big following was he's a skateboard kid. And, you know, everybody that followed him from that, he started to make music and they followed him along. So it's kind of a trend nowadays to build a following doing whatever you like to do and then drop music.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, Carly, more. Tell us about, now I'm going to ask you, Carly.
Yes.
Because I'm rushing here. Because we don't have much time and I want to hear about Kelsey Lou.
Kelsey Lou, yeah. So Kelsey Lou, once again, she is someone that a lot of people don't know about. She's out of Charlotte, or she grew up in Charlotte and then went through UNCSA, University of North Carolina School of the Arts. Mm-hmm. So she's a cellist and also a vocalist. And she's collaborated with Solange, Florence and the Machine. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of got like a bit of a Solange vibe. You know, when we listen to this track, you'll hear it. This is Due West.
No, my feet were too big for my shoes. Running in them led me to bruise. Falling over, running home to you. You had put my fingers and toes turning blue. So afraid of cutting me loose. You're holding on to me. You're holding on. Due west, I'm headed on this road. Due west, just cruise as far as I can go to California.
A little bit of Kelsey Lou's song, Due West, from the album Blood, and one of Carly Jones' artists to watch for. We're just about out of time. I want to ask each of you what we should be watching for. Carly, starting with you in 2020, what's out there?
Man, everyone we just listened to.
Just keep listening. Just keep listening.
Just keep listening. I don't know. I think it's really cool in North Carolina. I think the most exciting trend are artists that are now living and working here in North Carolina. And I think that's what we're seeing throughout this list. And we're seeing more and more of that. People building studios here. People actually building their life here. And so support your local artists, which are now making huge splashes.
Mir?
I would say to look out for from Bull City, Juice Lord. Out of Winston-Salem, they have a lot of dope artists. Sauce Pack and Woo Two Times. And I will also say, look out for Sianka from Charlotte. She's a dope soul artist.
Yes.
And, you know, she's bringing that soulful vibe that you were talking about a little bit earlier. So those are some artists you definitely need to look out for.
What do you think, Eric?
Well, I think that speaking of building studios, Sylvanesso has been building a studio, and I think they're about done with it. So I'm looking forward to a new record from them in the new year, and also a new Mipso record. And really, I think part of the reason that this all works so well is when you talk to the artists, they say that artists are supportive of each other, and it's less competitive and more collaborative.
Eric Hodge, Carla Jones, Mir I Am, thank you all for being on The State of Things.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.